It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado State University reported 2 outbreaks of COVID-19 on its campus in the last 2 weeks. The outbreaks come as educational programs across the state are deciding when and how to resume in-person learning and sports this fall. Lindsay Fent reports.
The State Health Department reported clusters of COVID-19 in a fraternity house and among student athletes at Colorado State University on Wednesday. 16 people connected to the outbreaks tested positive for the disease, and an additional 9 students are awaiting test results. The outbreaks at CSU are the latest in a string of COVID-19 cases related to schools, sports, and childcare this month. 3 high school athletic programs and 4 daycare centers have reported cases of COVID-19 in July alone. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
The leaders of 4 of the world's largest tech companies faced questions from House Judiciary members Wednesday. Colorado Republican Ken Buck has introduced a bill certifying that companies don't use forced labor. He used his time yesterday to get some assurances from all 4 CEOs.
Will you guys agree that slave labor is not something that you will tolerate in manufacturing your products or in products that are sold on your platforms?
I agree, Congressman.
The heads of Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple all said yes. Buck criticized Google for dropping out of the running for a Department of Defense project. Google said the Pentagon's cloud computing project did not align with the company's values. The Census Bureau is sending volunteers to knock on doors throughout Colorado. 67% of the state's households have filled out their census survey, but those door knockers will follow up with people who have not done theirs. The volunteers will focus on Denver, Aurora, and northern Colorado. You can still complete the survey at 2020census.gov. Colorado weather has the chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon and hot weather for western Colorado. This is CPR News.